WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
A glance at Billboard's top 10 these days yields a series of familiar names: Madonna, Tom Petty, Bobby Brown, John Cougar Mellencamp, and number one for the fourth week now, Fine Young Cannibals. In varying degrees, all of these musicians are making worthwhile music, but this week I thought it would be interesting to see what's selling in the rest of the world. Not surprisingly, other countries have different ideas about what's best in popular music at any given time. Billboard magazine has a page called Hits of the World, which contains current record charts from countries including England, Australia, West Germany, and the Netherlands. Scanning the foreign charts, you begin to notice a few names being repeated over and over, like Roxette, an act that has a top 10 single in Britain, West Germany, and Australia. Roxette is a Swedish duo consisting of singers Marie Fredriksson and Per Gessle. They make light, airy pop that finds its anchor in Fredriksson's clear, strong alto. Roxette's international hit right now is called The Look. Walking like a man, hitting like a hammer, she's a juvenile scam. Never was a quitter, tasted like a raindrop, she's got the look. Heavenly bomb, cause heaven's got a number when she's spinning me around. Kissing is a collar, a loving is a wild dog, she's got the look. 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 What in the world can make a brown-eyed girl turn blue? When everything I'll ever do, I do for you. And I go la 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 la. She's got the look. That's Roxette. None of the songs I'm playing today is a major hit in America. Sometimes, like that Roxette song, the single came out here and flopped. In other cases, the music either hasn't yet been released here or has only just come out and it's too soon to calculate its American fortunes. That's the case, for example, with Holly Johnson. Johnson, who's from England, was once half of the brains behind Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Frankie Goes to Hollywood was a huge sensation in England. In the mid-80s, Frankie literally equaled Michael Jackson in popularity over there. And like lots of English sensations, Frankie had a short shelf life. Holly Johnson left Frankie Goes to Hollywood last year and made a solo album called Blast. Its first single was a number one hit in England and Germany this past March. It's only just been released here. There's a place where a kid without a cent can grow up to be president. Magic kingdom filled with Barbie dolls. If you got the time, we can make it a good time. Ooh. Oh, yeah. Well, Americanos, blue jeans and chinos, from Pepsi and Oreos. Americanos. That's Holly Johnson, whose wispy little neo-disco tune Americanos is, to my ears, a catchy but bland international hit. Much less of a surprise to me is the worldwide acclaim that Nene Cherry has attracted with her debut album called Raw Like Sushi. Nene Cherry is the stepdaughter of the acclaimed jazz musician Don Cherry. She was born in Sweden, raised in Brooklyn, she's in her 20s, she has two children, and when she sings on one of the songs she's written, I Know Where I'm Going and Where I'm Coming From, she sounds utterly convincing. She's a brand new voice of experience. In America, Nene Cherry has just scored a hit with the song Buffalo Dance. The rest of the world is already enjoying that song's follow-up single, called Manchild. From Monday down to Friday, you're working on another man's car. Or is it in the factory? It doesn't matter where you are. Just turn around and ask yourself, is this communication? You know what? I turn the microphone on, control communication.
child. Look at the state you're in. Finally, we come to the most shocking new success on the international scene. Scanning the charts from all over the world, I was appalled to see the same name popping up. Queen. Yes, Queen, the perfectly dreadful hard rock act featuring the rabbit-toothed Freddie Mercury. You know Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody, We Are the Champions, We Will Rock You, all those big-beat pop anthems perennially on the verge of being fascist rock. The band's new album is, right now, number one on the charts in West Germany and the Netherlands. The album is called, all too appropriately, The Miracle, and I bow to the will of the people. Here's the first single, called, all too appropriately, I Want It All.